As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore, joined by my man Trevon Edwards for your Tuesday morning update. Before we get started, don't forget, if you haven't already subscribed, you can get this podcast with no ads and all of our reporting and journalism and opinion over at The Athletic by going to theathletic.com/NBA Show. It's only $3.99 a month right now, so go and get that deal before it ends. We got a lot of stuff to get to, so we're going to jump right in. And Trey, we're talking Hornets Wiz. Kyle Kuzma, big, big night. Kyle Kuzma had a season-high 36 points, also had 14 rebounds. Bradley Beal had 35, and the Wizards beat the Hornets 124-121. Trey, you know, when they got Kuzma over the summer and they got KCP, we all kind of thought this team could have improved, right? But to see this kind of performance from Kyle Kuzma, I mean, this is the stuff that he was doing in bits and spots when he was with the Lakers, but now having more opportunities for these, it's nice to see him show up even more often.
Yeah, I mean, I can personally come out and say that I didn't expect this team to be, you know, a good team immediately. They have basically put together games and, you know, obviously they had the hot start, and then they've regrouped since then and been able to, you know, get some wins. And you know, you mentioned Kyle Kuzma. He is playing at a high level. His confidence has always been there, but I think now, without having to wait, I think you know, Bradley Beal does a good job at sharing the floor with Kyle Kuzma and others to allow them to be them. You know, and in this situation, you know, he came up big. They were trailing. Pretty big, you know, going into the half and then they were able to make a run and, you know, they just kind of slowly just kind of dug away. And, you know, Kyle Kuzma actually, you know, mentioned that he had been, you know, he's offered to be Danny's mentor, and you can tell in their game, the confidence is just there, you know, and it's kind of similar to what Kyle's game is. It's just kind of like, you know, approaching the game differently with full confidence, whether you have a good shooting night or a bad shooting night, just continue to stay aggressive. And that's what Kuzma's doing right now.
Yeah, this was the second night of a back-to-back for the Hornets. You mentioned they had a lead. They were up by as much as 14. End of the third quarter, the Wiz start their comeback, and they actually took a 92-90 lead with about 10.5 left. Then the Hornets, you know, they're down five all of a sudden. Terry Rozier takes a big three, puts them up one with about 7.5 to go. And then, you know, this is when things kind of went back and forth. You get nice, tight battle. Terry Rozier gets a big steal on Bradley Beal with the game tied at 111, puts the Hornets up two. And then that was when Beal came down, found Kyle Kuzma in the corner for that huge go-ahead three. Beal hits a couple free throws. They're able to wrap this win up. When you're looking at the Hornets, just running out of gas late, it's one of those things like teams driven by young guys have a tendency to do this, and you kind of hope that Gordon Hayward helped get them over the hump a little bit, but not able to do it on the second night of a back-to-back.
Yep, absolutely. I see this team, you know, continue to build off of these type of games and, you know, continue to make their run in the second part of the season.
In Brooklyn, the Grizzlies continue to show that they belong in the upper crust of the Western Conference, getting a big win over the Nets, 118-104. And Trey, the final score actually doesn't tell the story of this game because the Nets were dominated in the first three quarters of this game. And this game was effectively over with about 9.5, 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter when the Nets, down 28, they waved the white flag. They brought in the bench. And so had it not been for a bench unit run that got the lead down to, what did it wind up being, Trey? I know it was 12. It got a little bit less than that at one point.
They got it down to about 9.
If it hadn't been for that, this game would have looked way worse, Trey. I mean, this was an embarrassing performance by the Nets.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Durant didn't shoot well, but it's not even about that more so. I want to, you know, give a credit to the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, they're a damn good team, especially, you know, Ja Morant. He was effective early. He got it going. And then Desmond Bane, he's been surprising a lot of people. You know, one of the favorites for MIP. And, you know, the rest of the team, they kept rolling, you know what I mean? Whether it was the second unit and things of that nature. But, you know, like, again, this game wasn't close. The second unit, the Stay Ready group for Brooklyn Nets, you know, got them back in the game because, you know, it's hard to keep a lead. And, you know, like that game was kind of out of reach by third quarter. You know, it was, I think it was a 5-point game. And from there, you know, it wasn't close after that.
Yeah, John Morant had 36, continuing the run that he's been on. He was the Western Conference Player of the Week last week. You got 29 from Desmond Bane, 5 of 11 from 3, and this tremendous defense that Memphis was able to play against Brooklyn. But I do want to point out a huge statistic in this game, Trey. Memphis shot 102 shots. Only 82 for Brooklyn. 20 extra shots, thanks in part to a 23-8 offensive rebounding disparity between the two teams. So the grit and grind Grizzlies are kind of back a little bit, wouldn't you say, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, they have their own identity. I think they're, you know, they have a different swagger. You know, obviously, Mike Conley was a different type of guard than Ja. You know, Steven Adams was a different type of big than Zach Randolph and Marc Gasol. But they have their own different representation of the 901, and they're very exciting to play, you know, to watch. And you know, these guys have been stepping up and, you know, and been performing, especially against some of the best teams in the league.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. In San Francisco, the Golden State Warriors beat the Heat 115-108. Draymond Green, first game back from being in the health and safety protocols. And Trey, his fingerprints were all over this game. I mean, he started out, he had 6 first quarter assists. He had 9 assists in the first half. He finishes this game, Trey, with 13 assists. And if it was just the passing that I was pointing out, I could make a whole highlight tape. But it wasn't just the passing tonight, Trey.
Yeah, no, I mean, this team is just the best. I mean, when you really think about it, obviously, you know, when Draymond's not there, it's evident. But, you know, Steph Curry didn't have the best game shooting-wise, but he was able to get, you know, make other plays. And, you know, Andrew Wiggins got things going early. I mean, you can just kind of just check the boxes down the line. Jordan Poole was amazing off the bench. Otto Porter shot the ball well. I mean, like I said, you can just go down through this box score. Miami obviously just had a rough year with injuries, and they also lost Jimmy Butler tonight with an ankle injury. So that's a misfortune for them, you know, trying to move forward and get healthy and try to turn this thing around for them. But they do compete hard, and that's what they did. They didn't give up after the Jimmy Butler injury. They continued to play hard, and, you know, they competed. Kyle Lowry was playing some very good basketball, but it just wasn't enough for the Warriors. Warriors, you have to be on your full A game to beat them, you know. And like I mentioned, you know, with Jordan Poole playing the way he's playing, and, you know, with the Warriors getting Klay back on Sunday, they're going to be a hard team to beat out the West.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Poole, 32 points coming off the bench. You know, they've moved him to the bench, I'm assuming, to make way for Klay Thompson, who we're all hoping is going to be back soon. We're all looking at that Sunday, January 9th, on the calendar that Klay may be coming back. And you can see going forward just how huge of an addition Klay Thompson is going to be, because, you know, we expect Klay to at least be 80% of himself. But you're now going to add Jordan Poole's scoring punch to an already pretty damn good bench, Trey. And you just said this at the start of the segment here. They're the best. I mean, they're already the best. And it seems like when you can beat teams like Miami, and this is a bit of an off season right now for Miami, you mentioned, but this is sort of a manufactured win. Like, Golden State didn't get a great game out of Steph Curry. Draymond Green isn't going to score a lot, but he's going to make stuff happen. And still, they find ways to win. And Jordan Poole was a huge part of that. And now you're going to add Klay Thompson on part of it. It's almost like the rich got richer, Trey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Wiseman's starting to do some on-court work stuff. So, you know, obviously they weren't healthy, you know, for two seasons. And a lot of teams got fat and rich and love that, you know, love the NBA game without the Warriors. But the Warriors are back. And they're scary, man. They're clicking. It's one thing to beat the chemistry, but like, that's a dynasty. They know how to, you know, put the right players around their star players. And, you know, between those three that, you know, in the last decade, they've been hard to beat. And I think they will continue to be hard to beat, you know, whether Klay can come back 100% or 80%. I think they're grooming their young guys enough to be effective.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The Bulls extended their winning streak to 8 games, Trey. You know, we keep saying the Bulls are here, the Bulls are back. Bulls aren't leaving, it doesn't seem like. They beat the Orlando Magic 102-98. DeMar DeRozan had 29. Zach LaVine had 27. 13-17 from Vooch. And Trey, it just seems like the Bulls have turned into this, like, wins machine that is just going to continue to win. They're now first in the East. How's that feel?
I mean, I guess, I've kind of put aside of my fandom, but I'm excited to see Bulls fans be excited about something, you know, especially a player like DeMar DeRozan from my hometown, you know, reaping the benefits from it all. And, you know, just watching them, you know, play good basketball and lead the Eastern Conference. It hasn't been this way since Derrick Rose and company. So, just a highlight overall, you know, and they're fun to watch. Like, you know, DeMar has been giving the fans something to talk about, you know, whether it's you're rooting against him or you're rooting for him. And, you know, it's been special these first half of the season with them.
Yeah, a couple of big performances Monday night. Had a huge Joel Embiid triple-double against the Rockets for the Sixers in their big win over the Rockets. And the Blazers beat the Hawks 136-131, thanks to 43 points from Anthony Simons. And, you know, yeah, they lost the game, but not to be outdone. Trae Young, career high, 56 points and 14 assists, Trey. This is just absolutely absurd offense in Portland.
Yeah, I also want to shout Ant Simons with a career high, 43 points. He was playing pretty well, you know, competing, you know, with Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum out. And, you know, I mean, he's been having a consistent year all season. So, you know, I wanted to just not let that go by. And, you know, they stayed with it and got the victory, you know. But, yeah, it was a great game from Trae Young. And, you know, unfortunately, they didn't get the win. But it's a much-needed win for the Blazers.
That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Don't forget, we got tampering coming up next right here on the Athletic NBA Show. So stay tuned for that. For Trey, I'm Dave, wishing you guys a great rest of your day. Trey, let's get out of here.
Ding, ding.